Welcome to the Gorfine, Schiller & Garden podcast series. Many State Department of Transportation contractors and architects have taken Paycheck Protection Program loans in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, though there may be some longer-term revenue-generating challenges that come from taking these PPP loans that many may not be aware of. And today we are speaking with John Mahaffey, Director of Audit and Accounting Services at GSG, more about this topic. And John, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Matt. It's good to be with you.
Awesome. Well, let's dive right in. If you don't mind, at a high level, tell us about how these PPP loans could potentially cause revenue-generating issues for state DOT contractors and architects.
Sure. So there's been a lot of talk since the program came out and about these loans, and a lot of confusion, and a lot of that discussion has been around how to apply for the loans originally, and then it turned to the rules for getting it forgiven and how those expenditures had to happen, and that's been a lot of discussion. But government contractors that base their billings and proposals on overhead rates could see a significant reduction in revenue if their PPP loan is forgiven, and they have to consider that before they make the decision to have the loan forgiven or to just repay it.
Okay, great. Before we dive into that deeper a little bit more, if you don't mind, please share some insights into the laws and regulations behind this.
Well, cost-type government contracts are subject to the Federal Acquisition Regulations, or the FARs, specifically FAR Part 31, which is Contract Cost Principles and Procedures. Within Part 31 is FAR 31201-5, the so-called credits provision, and that says that the applicable portion of any income, rebate, allowance, or other credit relating to any allowable costs received by the contractor shall be credited to the government as either a cost reduction or by cash refund. Some of the federal agencies have issued guidance taking the position that FAR 31201-5 is applicable to the PPP loan forgiveness and would require a reduction or a credit to overhead.
All right, great. Interesting stuff. So let's dive in a little bit deeper, because it really sounds like a reduced overhead rate is really what it's all about. And tell us more about this.
Well, firms who are subject to this would have to reduce their overhead costs in the year that the PPP loan is forgiven. And these type of entities, architects and engineers, are payroll driven, and PPP loans based on payroll. So they have some significant loan amounts, and they could see reductions in their overhead rates from 20 to 40% in some cases. Assuming that the loan is forgiven in 2021, let's say, for state DOT contractors, this would affect billing rates and proposals starting in mid-2022 or sometime in 2022 when the 2021 rates are approved. It could mean going back and adjusting the previous year's billings for the lower rate. It could mean some contracts would use that rate going forward. And sometimes proposals and forward pricing proposals are based on the established rate. So that's a significant concern if you're negotiating a multi-year contract using an artificially low rate because of the forgiveness in that year. It could affect revenue for years to come. It's also important to note that the IRS position is that there is no deduction allowable for expenses related to a forgiven PPP loan. So in the year of forgiveness, there'll also be an increase in taxable income.
Wow, there's a lot to unpack there, John, with what you just said. So I guess the big question is, what are you recommending for your clients?
Well, even though the state DOTs have not officially weighed in on this, it's probably a good assumption that they will follow the federal guidelines and there will be a credit to overhead required. And in that case, that firms, especially firms with a high percentage of government contracting work, should analyze future cash flows. And specifically, I'm talking about comparing cash flows both with and without the PPP loan forgiveness. So if there's no forgiveness, the loan will just be paid back and the effect will be there's some interest paid on the loan. If there is forgiveness, there'll be a cash influx when the PPP loan comes in. When it's forgiven, there'll be a negative cash effect for the tax hit because of the loss of the deduction. In the following year, there could be a negative cash impact when rates have to be repaid or rates, forward billing rates are reduced. And in future years, in the case of multi-year contracts, there could also be negative cash flow impacts. So, you know, once the analysis is scheduled out for the next, you know, maybe 5 years, 4 to 5 years, it may be better off to repay the loan in some cases where you have a high percentage of government contracts and they're all subject to the effects, and especially when you have multi-year contracts subject to billing rates.
Great. Thanks, John. And also, is there any relief or any resources out there to help these contractors?
Well, it's possible. The certain industry associations, the American Council of Engineering Companies, or ACEC, for example, is advocating strongly for this credit not to have to be taken against overhead. Their points are that it treats the government contractors differently than the private sector and is really contrary to the intent of the PPP program. And they're also concerned with how an artificially low rate for one particular year could affect future billing rates for multiple years. So they are advocating strongly, and we'll see.
Interesting. Appreciate those insights. And of course, we always ask this question on all of our podcasts. If you don't mind, remind our listeners about your services for state contractors.
Sure. Well, we audit overhead rates for state contractors, and we also assist federal contractors in developing their rates. We do business planning and consulting and traditional accounting and tax services as well.
All right, perfect. Well, John, appreciate your time today. And before we sign off, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
Well, we can certainly assist any firm in the analysis that we previously discussed and in making that decision whether to get the loan forgiven or not. And we will certainly monitor the industry for any future developments related to this issue.
Awesome. Perfect way to end this Gorfine, Schiller & Garden podcast interview with John Mahaffey, who's the Director of Audit and Accounting Services at GSG, who's kind enough to share his insights into really what's going on when it comes to PPP loans and State Department of Transportation contractors and architects, and really what they should be aware of about potential long-term revenue-generating challenges that can come about from taking these loans. And John, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Matt.